This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, it's time to Radio God Mitchell. Woo-hoo! Buckling up for another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And by the way, we're getting some great reports on that front, huh? Are you joking me? The audience of this program and these stations are growing in a really nice way. So thank you for that. We appreciate it. We're humbled. God bless you. We're thankful you trust us with your most precious commodity, time, tuned in right here to these radio stations. It's appreciated. It really is. And you're joining us, waiting for the world to change. Will it happen? Will they come our way? Will they come around? Well, we're in this together. We're in this together. We'll figure it all out, okay?
We'll get there.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is heated up. We got some bacon sizzling right now, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com by email. You can always text Todd. He loves your texts. He really does.
Absolutely.
Especially when they come during the show. Which is the reason we give out his number, 701-226-8503. Text Todd right there on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. A lot of ways for you to join us on the program. I guess we had it all wrong yesterday because we said that Donald Trump was, you know, taking his ball and going home, right? He was out of the debate. And there's some speculation that he might actually show up tonight and that we'd have some theater. He is a
what?
Show. I think that's happy talk. I don't think that's happening, but that's the buzz that he might actually show up. However, we had it all wrong because it turns out he was pushed away.
What? So
this wasn't about him saying, I'm not going to be there. He was pushed away.
By whom or what?
That's his new thing. That's his new thing. So, let's do it right now. Play the exchange on this with Bill O'Reilly on Fox News Channel last night and Donald Trump, the candidate.
I don't think not showing up at the debate tomorrow night is good for America. Voters are still assessing you. They need to see you in high-profile situations. Or am I wrong?
Well, I think you're wrong because, frankly, when you're mistreated, as we were with the Iran deal, that our country should have walked. Secretary Kerry, President Obama should have walked from that deal. You would have made a much better deal. I was not treated well by Fox. They came out with this ridiculous PR statement. It was like drawn up by a child, and it was a taunt. And I said, you know, how much of this do you take? I have zero respect for Megyn Kelly. I don't think she's very good at what she does. I think she's highly overrated. And, frankly, she's a moderator. I thought her question last time was ridiculous. And everybody said I won the debate. In fact, everybody said I won all six debates, and especially the last one. So I don't mind debating. In fact, I actually like debating.
So, you know, there we go. There's the reason. Agree with it? Disagree with it? Now, notice the analogy with Iran. He's sort of saying, look, you diss me, I diss you. And that's how I'm going to negotiate. He's sort of equating it to how you would govern. Would that be a good thing? You know, I agree Barack Obama and John Kerry should have walked from that Iran deal. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. But I'm having a little trouble with the analogy that he's trying to work there. But you hear him. He's saying I was pushed away. He didn't like the press release, and the press release was stupid. Fox News Channel put out this dumb thing. It was like a tongue-in-cheek, you know, mocking of Trump's decision not to be there and about him as president and, he's afraid of so how's that going to work when he has to, you know, work with Vladimir Putin and, you know, Iran and, you know, Maybe he'll have his Twitter followers be his cabinet. It was childish. He's right there. They got that right. So I guess the big question today is, do you think he shows up after all this? But more importantly, I think the question is this, and I want to hear from Trump faithful on this question. It's been a big topic the last couple of days. Will it help or hurt him? Now, I want to just take you back to the last time there was an Iowa caucus. Mitt Romney was leading. Rick Santorum was in fourth place. There was 4 days till the caucus. So exactly the same place we find ourselves at now. Santorum gained almost 11 points. Romney dropped 3. Santorum won. Now, today, the caucus, Real Clear Politics average in Iowa has Trump at 32, Cruz at 26, Rubio at 13, Carson 7, Bush at just under 4. Does this help or hurt him? My mind could cost him. As you know, I've been warming to Trump. But to me, this is a really bad decision. This to me speaks to character and mettle. And the fact that he's more about being a showman and getting... He got a ton of publicity out of this. Nobody's talking about Cruz anymore, and Cruz was surging. They're talking about him. So it's a good political strategy from the standpoint of probably not going to hurt me not to be in the debate. They won't talk about him. They'll talk about me. But I'm not...
Right, who's getting talked about the most? Trump.
You're running for president of the United States. Can you not treat this like a reality show?
What would Reagan say right now if he could speak?
He's lost position with me because of this move. Not to say it can't be redeemed, but I don't know. I just don't think this is a character question. That's my take, but I want yours. Trump lovers everywhere. Are you okay with this decision? So far, I've seen nothing the man will do that will persuade most folks to say, I was there, but I'm not there anymore. They love him. They love him. So that's one story I want to talk about today. A couple of North Dakota stories. I got to say kudos to Sarah Ottie Coleman and the North Dakota tourism folks. They next hour will be on the Today Show on NBC, which you can watch. I'd rather you TiVo it and listen to us. But Josh Duhamel has again re-upped as a spokesperson. It looks like they took that relationship to the next level, and they're going to be doing some nationwide marketing with Josh Duhamel. I think that's brilliant. I don't know what they pay the guy, and I know there'll be a lot of questions about that. What does he get paid? Whatever he gets paid, it's less than what he'd get paid doing all kinds of other things. So it's market rates and probably a sweetheart deal, number one. Number two, good investment. I mean, can you think of a better spokesperson for North Dakota? You know, people that might be people who are persuadable on where they're going to visit. I think a guy like Josh Duhamel brings some people to the table. Makes us, you know, a little hip and cool and, you know, wonderful. And I don't live to have North Dakota be hip and cool and wonderful. But from people who dig that and decide where they're going to spend a couple of bucks in the summer driving through a town, I like that. I think we have a lot to offer. So if he can bring them in, I think it's fantastic. You like the idea? You tell me yes or no. Yesterday, two new names were added to the UND presidential search field. Applicants that I believe were recruited, essentially. Hey, you're a good candidate. We'd love to have you in the mix. One was Governor Schaefer's Indian Affairs Director while he was governor, and the fact that he's now interim president suggests that he thinks she'd be a great candidate. It's a female Native American leader, Grand Forks native. I think she's half Native American, half Norwegian, North Dakota roots, and some great credentials. The other is Steve Shirley, the current president of Minot State University, formerly of Valley City State. You've heard me talk about him before as a up-and-comer in higher education in North Dakota because I've literally not met the man, never met him. Tried to interview him on a couple occasions. It hasn't worked out. Haven't met him, but I hear all kinds of incredible things about him. And he will be a finalist, in my estimation, and likely could very well be the next president of UND. UND alum, undergrad and his doctorate, great credentials in education, did great things at Valley City State. Now at Minot State, not long enough, I'm sure, for the folks in Minot State, but duty calls. He's at least thrown his hat in the ring for this job at UND. But watch that one closely. Man, we need a leader. Oh, man, do we need a leader. No question about that. So that's big. So those are just a couple of things on my mind. Trent Luce is going to join us on the program today of Luce Tales. We'll get the latest on what happened out in Oregon. Trent has been the man on that story, so we'll give him a chance to sort all that out. We had a little debate yesterday. Is it, you know, law enforcement go overboard? Do they have to kill the guy? We don't know what happened. We're trying to get the facts. Hopefully Trent will have some more of that. Troy Coons will also be here, president of the Northwest Landowners Association. We're going to be up in Stanley on Tuesday for the 2016 Expo of the Northwest Landowners Association. Really looking forward to that. Should be a great time. So a lot to do today on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. And again, give us a call and let us know just exactly what's on your mind. We're brought to you today by the Northwest Landowners Association. And by the way, the lineup Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 3 at the South Complex of Montreal County in Stanley. It's free to members, only $10 for non-members. Julie Fedorchuk, Dave Glatt of the Health Department, Department of Mineral Resources there, Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, high-ranking oil executive, a lot of good folks. NWLandowners.com to find out more about them. Mike and Bismarck, Lewis and Breckenridge, Larry on the Road, Lee and Bismarck, you're up next when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to Valley Imports.
The Northern Soybean Expo will be held on February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. A live taping of the U.S. Farm Report will feature a panel of the nation's leading and in-demand market analysts. Speakers include Dr. Barry Asmus, senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and Dr. Bill Wilson, professor in the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics at NDSU. This event is open to all soybean farmers. For more information, log on to the North Dakota Soybean website at ndsoybean.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, signal blocking, anti-radiation, anti-surveillance Faraday bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Keep on dissing Trump and prepare yourself for President Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah, I hear you. That caller said, you know, keep dissing Donald Trump and prepare yourself for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Look,
how do you know it's not Bernie?
I'm not dissing anybody. I'm being honest with what I believe. And I've told you I was moving towards Trump just because, number one, it looks to be inevitable that he's going to be the Republican nominee. And number two, I want somebody that can fix the mess we have. And the guy's been there, done that. He puts good people around him. I think it'll be okay. Now, to now say, you know, this is a dumb move, which I think it is, to skip the debate. Now you're dissing him and get ready for Hillary Clinton. Oh, give me a break. You know, people are going to give their opinions to this whole thing, but I think to the caller's point, who else, who's the best person to defeat Hillary Clinton if, in fact, she's a nominee, or Bernie Sanders? Who would do it? I think it has to be somebody that will bring a whole new group of voters into the process that have never been there before. It's not the traditional Republican base. Right? Now, maybe it is Ted Cruz. Maybe Ted Cruz could motivate conservatives in a way that new people would come out that have been disenfranchised, but I think Trump has an edge there. I do that. Let's get to the phones. I want to get your takes here. Mike in Breckenridge, Lewis in Breckenridge, and Lee in Bismarck want to talk Trump. Lurie wants to talk about Wayne Stengem. Whatever you want to talk about. It's the anniversary of the Challenger disaster today. It's, you know, we've got Josh Damol, big time for North Dakota. Got UND Preslis. We got all kinds of things to talk about, so that's why we ask what's on your mind. Mike in Bismarck. Go.
Hey, good morning. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't get why he would not go on the show, because the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hour on Fox is the best news you can get. They ask tough and fair questions. So the guy is all offended by Megyn Kelly. Come on. And I don't know. I don't understand it. You know, he came out of nowhere practically. I was for Kasich and Cruz. I flipped over to Trump because he seems like such a powerful, genuine man that can fix problems. And that's a key word that you said was fix. You got to have somebody that can get in there and get stuff done. But it just seems like, you know, if he doesn't get his way, or somebody says something that he doesn't agree with, he's so sensitive, and I don't know. I don't like it that he is skipping the debate. I mean, he doesn't need any more exposure, actually, because he's on 2-3 hours every day. But still, it makes him look small, does it not?
Yeah, I do. I think it makes him look small and petty. And, you know, he has this Obama-like narcissism about him. And I guess, you know, we've had 8 years of a narcissist as a president, so at least one that's, has some business acumen and has some conservative credentials, maybe not bad. Is this enough to make you switch away from Trump, Mike?
Probably not. Because I started out, I called in several months ago, and I still like Kasich for a while quite a bit, but he has got such a strong support in the majority of the Republican polls or establishment is behind this man. He's a terrific businessman. He's done many things in his life and accomplished many things. Self-made man. I mean, is that what it's all about? I mean,
right, so you're not happy, but you're not switching horses. Appreciate that take. Thanks, Mike. Lewis and Breckenridge, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I'm rooting for Trump to skip this debate. I think it's a wise move, and all right. I want you to help me with this comparison. I mean, the RNC dumps NBC over the CNBC debate, and now Trump's feeling like Fox has treated him unfair. Tell me if there's a comparison there.
Well, I think there was systematic bias on the part of NBC in that previous debate. It was ridiculous. So I don't blame him. And quite honestly, you have that ability to do that, and Trump has this ability. So nobody's doing anything they aren't able to do. I just think, again, Trump being the candidate now, he's the candidate out there trying to get votes, saying, hey, I'm the guy. Looks to be very petty by, you know, being upset about one question from Megyn Kelly. It seems, you know,
well, and the press release.
The press release was dumb. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I really think Megyn Kelly's question is very parallel with how CNBC's whole debate was. I mean, just the one question, not the whole Fox issue, but.
Trump, I'm just watching his Twitter feed here. He is just piling on. The debate tonight will be a total disaster. Low ratings with advertisers and advertising rates dropping like a rock. I hate to see this. He says, CNN, I hope you have enough bandwidth tonight because not many will be watching Fox News. You know, he's just piling on. It's It's, I don't know.
I'm probably a little, or I don't know what the word is. I'm kind of really rooting for this Donald Trump. I really am inspired by the guy.
And you're glad he's skipping the debate. All right. So we got 50-50 on that. Larry, you want to talk a little bit about Wayne Stengel? Larry, what's on your mind? You're next at 800-228-0550.
Good morning, guys. Yes, I've been listening to KFYR a fair amount here. And it seems like whenever they're talking about candidates or they're talking about our governor race, they always talk heir apparent Wayne Stengel. And I really feel that that's a disservice to everybody else. You know, he's not sealed as the next governor. And there's also something that bothers me is we've had our current governor plus Governor Hovind. We're just about untouchable to the small person. They didn't care to communicate with you, talk to you, see you. And Wayne Stengel comes. He's a friend of Hovind. They went to college together. He comes from a banking background. Same as Hovind, Dalrymple. They seem like they're above the rest, which is just like what we have in Washington, D.C. And I really, truly think that we need a man from the people, the small guy, the one that's down there getting his hands dirty. I'm supporting Becker, and I really, really think that it's a disservice to the other candidates to call one heir apparent.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I don't know. I can't speak for the other shows on KFIRE. I think if I have referred to Wayne Stengel as the heir apparent, it's sort of describing the process where you've got, you know, the candidate has just been in waiting, and he's the one, right? I mean, it just, you know, by the tea leaves, you'd say, okay, it's Wayne Stengel's turn. He's the attorney general. He's throwing his hat in the ring, and he's going to be the guy. Now, obviously, you know, I think that conversation came up because Doug Burgum has thrown in, and you have Rick Becker there. Rick Becker's a long shot. He is. There's just, I mean, that's just a fair political assessment of his chances. I mean, he's not, quite honestly, supported by many of his fellow legislators. So that says a lot. But well, the point is, that doesn't mean he shouldn't run. That doesn't mean he doesn't have something to offer. That doesn't mean
a long shot in this one, but what about the next election or the one after that? I mean, maybe he's not running to win this one so much as a future term.
And but we have him on for a full hour. And by the way, have Doug Burgum on Friday. And I misspoke about this yesterday. Wayne Stengel is actually a week from tomorrow. Tuesday. But anyway, we're having them all on. So
when we talk about the next in line, it almost sounds like we're talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Well, I think to the extent you've heard that, Larry, I think it's political commentary. It's just sort of saying, but it doesn't mean it's theirs. I mean,
well,
trust me, I've never
been. Have a great day. Thanks for speaking with me. Bye.
Appreciate the call. I love to see this process play out. Let everybody have a vote. But your points will take. Appreciate
it. We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and that helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Mm-mm-mm, is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies. All 4 of those items for only $4. 4-for-4 every day, all day, PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? A buck off any ice scraper, and $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1, big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each, or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, Chuck Wagon, chicken and Swiss, for just $1.99. 1.5-liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Big Flavor Hotline is the way you weigh in and tell us what's on your mind, which is far more important than what's on our mind. And give us a ring at 800-228-0550. We were racking our brain during the break to try and remember if and when somebody had said something related to the caller before the break's comment that Wayne Stengem is referred to as the heir apparent, and thinking that was unfair. He was a Becker supporter. And Todd and I were not instantly able to put our finger on something other than I think I mentioned the political commentary that I had explained in response to a question of what do you think Doug Burgum entering the race means. And I think I said, and I'm just going to paraphrase, well, you know, everybody naturally would have thought that I think for a while that Wayne Stengem would be the heir apparent to that job. He's, you know, elected how many times, attorney general, you know, solid record, everything else. Then Doug Burgum enters the race. And I believe I also said, you know, Rick Becker can't be discounted, but Rick Becker is a long shot. Rick Becker is a long shot for the nomination, period. But again, that's my opinion. Now, should that mean that Rick Becker decides to leave the race? Of course not. You know, it's just commentary. It's just an opinion. And again, I don't mince words that way. That's what I do. Todd puts me to work here. What's on your mind to give my opinions and solicit yours? So, maybe the caller didn't understand that. On the other hand, if he heard it in a news story or in some other thing, that would be wrong. That would be incorrect. So, not exactly sure. By the way, speaking of 550 K-Fire, where he was listening, tonight the debate will be on the radio. The debate that Rush Limbaugh says, by not showing, Donald Trump is owning. And that's an interesting point. You know, not showing up, he owns the entire event. Who is everybody talking about today? The guy that's not going to be at the debate. You know, that's pretty amazing. I found that tweet, by the way, in which he said this was about the press release more than Megyn Kelly. He says, quote, "It was the childishly written and taunting PR statement by Fox made me not do the debate more so than lightweight reporter Megyn Kelly." And he's obsessing over how much the rates for the show are dropping. You know, a lot of times cable networks will sort of guarantee what the ratings are going to be based on history, and they charge accordingly. And if it falls below those ratings, they have to give you more ad time or drop the rates. And he is all over the place. You see him talking about what the rate's going to be. They're dropping like a rock. They're dropping like a rock. This could be Donald Trump's way of saying, Fox, you know what? You've gotten a little too big for your britches. And by the way, there's a part of me that thinks Fox has. In my mind, they've gone a little quote-unquote establishment. They are not what they once were, you know. You can't knock success. They've done well. They're a juggernaut. They're unbelievable. And by the way, this isn't going to sound very humble, and I guess it probably isn't, but we have been, you know, what we do every day. When you look at KFIRE 550, when you look at AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO in the Bakken as an example as well,
those three stations that do, you know, Rush Limbaugh and other political commentary like that. It's like what Fox News is doing on cable. There's a very similar, you know, you're Fox News at the top of every hour, and you hear political commentary on the local front and some of the national stuff with Rush and others, and that works. It draws a huge audience, an affluent audience. They have the disposable income. This is a, you know, short circuit to advertisers out there. Do you want people listening to your message that have money in their pocket? Yeah, I would think so, and can spend it, and have some influence, and tune in, and care, and engage, an active audience. That's what you got right here. So keep that in mind. Let's get back to the phones on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. David Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Well, it's got to be Donald Trump again today. That's definitely what's on a lot of people's mind. I think he's making a good choice. I work evening shift, and we have in our break room CNN. And it is all Donald Trump. He has controlled even CNN. It's all anyone's talking about. So upcoming to the debate, it's not about what are the projected stances on issues of the seven candidates who are going to be up there. It's about Donald Trump and him not being in the debate.
You're right. So is that brilliant strategy?
I think it's brilliant on his part because it marginalizes all the other players. I mean, it's apparent that Donald Trump is the man. You know, you're not talking about any of the other players. You hear Cruz's name occasionally mentioned, but that's really it. Bush has been completely pushed aside unless he's on the Sean Hannity show.
Good point, David.
You just don't hear him.
Good points. Call again. Nice hearing from you. Appreciate that very much. Texter says, I heard that caller earlier say that Hovind was unapproachable. Not true. I had not, nor do I feel he is. I've saw him numerous times, and he's recognized me and come over to say hello. Heidi, not so much. You know, I don't like to get in the business of responding tit for tat to every point a caller makes. To me, it's an opinion, and some stuff you respond to and some you don't, and, you know, I appreciate you responding to it. I heard the same thing, and we're blessed here. Jack Dalrymple, he mentioned as well, John Hovind, Ed Schaefer, my gosh, Kevin Cramer. These are salt of the earth folks that are, you know, they know whom they work for. There's no doubt about it. So I think that caller was obviously just a strong Rick Becker supporter and wanted to, somebody that he viewed as anti-establishment. That's okay, but I do agree with you on that point. Sue and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Sue. Hi.
Hi. I know who it is that says heir apparent about Wayne Stengem. It's Mark Armstrong sometimes in the morning.
All right. Now, again, I don't know if Mark's saying that as an opinion or if he's saying it in the news.
Don't know either. I wouldn't think that Mark would be already pushing. I mean, I wouldn't think he's advocating for Wayne Stengem, but I think he sort of presumes that he's the shoo-in.
Yeah, and again, if a political commentary would tell me to say it's appropriate to say Wayne Stengem's a favorite, right? But again, that's political commentary. You wouldn't put that in a news story because now you're putting an opinion in a news story. So
yeah, so I don't know what Mark means when he says that, but he's the one I've heard say it more than once.
We'll turn that over to Todd, the radio god, Mitchell.
Okay.
Yeah. Todd's on the job. All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Sue. Darwin in Stanton. Love Stanton. Beautiful country. What's on your mind, Darwin?
Yeah, I'd like to sort of mimic one of the last callers on the Trump affair here. You know, when I carry my toolbox into the car plants, the paper plants, and so forth, they've got CNN piped all over the place. You know, so Fox News isn't the only game in town. And when you listen to, I believe it was Krauthammer on Brett Baer's show one day was saying Trump has garnered like 25-30% of the blue collar worker vote. So, you know, he's got a bigger audience than I think some people realize. So I think this is a very smart marketing strategy.
So
I don't think it'll harm him one bit.
Thumbs up for Trump. Appreciate the call. Sturgis, South Dakota's where Gary is. What's on your mind, Gary?
Well, we have a South Dakota state lawmaker that's
proposed legislation to require welfare recipients to go through drug testing down here. It's very extreme legislation that she's proposing. She's a lawmaker from Rapid City, Lynn DeSeno, and she's proposing that if you're on welfare of any kind here in South Dakota, that you have to, if you're between 18 and 65 years old, you're going to have to submit yourself to drug testing. And well, I guess it's all right for some folks. I guess I wouldn't, if I was in the legislature, I would vote no for it. I don't condone drugs, but I think the legislation is too extreme, and that's my opinion.
Help me understand.
I intend to run for the legislature this year. Well,
that's a good way to let your voice be heard. But just to help me understand, I've always thought drug testing as a random periodic thing, nothing onerous, but once a quarter or sort of surprise whenever. But would be a good idea to know that, look, if there's a problem, let's find out there's a problem, get that person help, because quite honestly, if they're on welfare and they're taking drugs, there's a connection, right? We need to fix the problem. So why do you think it's a bad idea?
Well, it's a very extreme legislation because the South Dakota Department of Social Services don't have any problem with any welfare recipients down here in South Dakota. They brought that up, and there are other lawmakers that feel that are conservative Republicans that will probably vote no for this.
All right, Gary, appreciate the call. Thanks. Bruce on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us. You there, Bruce?
Yes, I'm here.
Take it away.
About this Trump deal, I'm having a tough time hearing you, Scott. But anyway, as far as that first debate with that Megyn Kelly, the first words out of her mouth were, who's going to sign this pledge that if they're not the Republican nominee, are they going to switch and go to a third party? And, well, I was just screaming at the television saying, God, why doesn't Donald ask her if Fox News ties the can to her? Is she going to sign a pledge that she will no longer work for any competitive news source? I mean, Fox, with all their money, and this is the very best question that they could come up with. I think it's just I think this reporter was just, she showed just how stupid she really was. That's all I got to say. Thanks, Scott.
All right, Bruce, appreciate the call. I recall Brett Baer asking that question. I think the question that raised the ire of Donald Trump from Megyn Kelly at that debate was the one about you have a history of mistreating women, and went on to read things he'd said on his feed. By the way, I don't know if he retweeted this or, it looks like he retweeted. He has a tweet up 4 hours ago. It is a two provocative photos of Megyn Kelly from GQ magazine. And it says, criticizes Trump for objectifying women, poses like this in GQ magazine. And the tweet says, and this is the bimbo that's asking presidential questions. This is rough stuff. Is that presidential? Is that the right approach here? I get be mad, but wow. Kevin Minot, what's on your mind?
Oh, I got two things, Scott. The first one is Trump's decision not to go to the debate. I'm not a big Trump supporter, but I admire his maneuver right now because, to me, the debates aren't a classic debate. You're not learning anything substantive. It's more of a gotcha session with the people up there on the stage. And if he can thumb his nose at the established criteria, I think he's doing all right. And then
all right, that's point one. Point two, we'll have to wait till after the break on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Kevin, hold tight. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. We are getting an inordinate amount of testimonials from listeners that love MyPillow. And, you know, keep them coming because it's so fun to know what we're talking about is, you know, what you're talking about, which is really, really cool. And Jane said, I received the pillows yesterday. I'm so happy I found you. In the last month, I've been getting like 4 to 5 hours almost every night and felt horribly tired every day. I never dreamed my pillow could be the problem. Last night I slept for 8 hours. Same thing happened to me when I first got out. I go, you kidding me, all the way through the night. So it's great. And Jane, it's not us you found. It's my pillow. It's Mike Lindell, Minnesota company. But we're glad to tell you about them. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for a savings of 50%. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. Troy Coons in just a moment. Trent Luce next hour. And more of your calls in between on the news of the day here on What's On Your Mind. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline because Kevin and Minot had one more thing he wanted to tell us. Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, I was
My main point is that at the end of the day, Trump is not participating in this media sensationalized event, but he will be helping a good cause by participating in a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior program. And you don't hear people talking about that.
No, it's a good point. He's going to raise a bunch of money. And interestingly enough, Ted Cruz said, hey, how about this? On Saturday, let's do an event. We'll do a debate, just you and I, no moderators, Lincoln Douglas style. And he, one of his PACs, committed $1.5 million to veterans groups as a starter to get the fundraiser going. It'll be interesting to see if Trump touched that. Everybody's trying to get into the news cycle like these folks are. It's pretty amazing. Kevin, thanks for calling. Hope you call again. Glad you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Troy Coons has been a tireless advocate for landowners in North Dakota, and he and some great board members formed Northwest Landowners Association. I've been very fond of what these guys have done because they just, you know, have in a North Dakota nice way found a seat at the table. Really, you know, had to ask for it, you know, and had to work at it, but got a seat at the table and really are a voice now for landowners in so many very key issues at a very busy time in North Dakota. Their 2016 Expo is happening on Tuesday. We'll be there in Stanley. And Troy joins us to tell us a little bit about what's going to happen. Troy, how you doing?
Hey, very good. Thanks for having us on today. I appreciate it, Scott.
Nice to catch up with you. Looking forward to seeing you and all the Northwest Landowners Association members and prospective members on Tuesday. Who's coming to the big expo?
Well, we're going to open the day with a few comments from myself. Then we have Dan Farrell from the Water Commission. Then we have Ron Ness from the Petroleum Council, Chairman of the PSC, Julie Fedorchek. Then we have Farm Credit Services. Then we have Doug Goring, the Agricultural Commissioner, Wayne Stengem, Attorney General, Dave Glott, Head of the Health Department, Kevin Connors, a new hire to the Department of Mineral Resources that will be working on the new rules and guidelines for pipelines, John Cameron from Senator Hovind's office, Kenton Onstad, House Minority Leader, Richard Wardner, Senate Majority Leader, and Shirley Myers with Heidi Heitkamp.
And what is the expo about? What's the reason for landowners to come?
Well, the reason we put this together, I've never been to an event as long as we're doing this with all of these department heads under one roof. So if there's gray areas or crossovers from one department to the others, all these questions can be answered. So we're hoping to answer all those questions that if you go to one department or the other, you know, you spend a lot of time doing, they're all in one place. We're trying to answer people's questions. Our mission is for education, making negotiations better. So that's what we're looking at doing here, and that's kind of our mission.
And this is free if you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association. And remind me what the dues are. I mean, it's dirt cheap.
The dues to be a member annually are $100, and that gives you access to the Department of Mineral Resources information, which costs $175 in itself for an individual. And so it gives you that, gives you the chance to input with us on our surveys that guides our legislative activities, also gives us input working on health department guidelines or Department of Mineral Resources rules. So you get direct line to that, and then you get your emails, your newsletters, and all of that.
Find out more, by the way, at nwlandowners.com about all the good work they are doing and continue to do, and love to see it. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the schedule in Stanley on Tuesday at the Montreal County South Complex. And again, if you're a member, it's free. A non-member is just $10 for the whole day to take in that, that great lineup and interact with those folks and find out more about what is happening. Be a great day. Good time to be there. Anything else you want to tell us?
Everybody's welcome. That's what we want everybody to know. It's just not about our membership. It's about public information. So everybody's welcome.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you. We'll be broadcasting What's on Your Mind live from the event as well. So should be great fun. We'll see you on Tuesday. Thanks a bunch, Troy.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Hope to see everybody there.
Northwest Landowners Expo is Tuesday, 10 to 3. Again, Stanley, North Dakota, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Look forward to seeing you there. Can I get Jim in here quickly? We'll start with you, Jim, and finish on the other side of the break if we need to. Traveling Highway 10 today. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was on that. One of the marks of a leadership and a great leader
is their ability to accept and take how they handle criticism. And, of course, Barack Obama doesn't do as hopeless as it, and obviously Donald Trump is too. And I think if you, biblically it even talks about it, one of the strongest indicators of how strong a leader is how do they accept criticism. And I think Trump is showing he doesn't do it very well.
Good point, Jim. Thanks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You're invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening, highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's the North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and Fargo on April 5th.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.